Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
I'm Rich Nieva.
Facebook has been having a really lousy year with a cascade of privacy blunders. Amid this mess, the social media giant decided it was a good idea to come out with a Facebook Messenger video chat device called Portal. It's a 10.1-inch smart display that costs $199, uses Amazon's Alexa, and will compete against the Amazon Echo Show and smart displays using Google Assistant. So, Rich, is this a terrible idea or just a really bad one?
It's an idea, and
that exists.
That exists.
Hey, you know what? Give me $200, and I'll come to your house, and I'll just stare at you the whole time. And if you want, you know, I can also play Spotify for you. So
that sounds infinitely creepy, but sure.
That's basically what Mark Zuckerberg is saying he'll do.
Yeah, but like, so this feels like an also-ran product. It's late to market. Is it any different or better, do you think, than any of the other stuff that's out there, like the Echo Show, which doesn't have the same privacy concerns as Facebook at the moment, or like any of those Google devices?
So the pitch from Facebook is that it's got this technology called smart camera, where it'll follow you around. It'll frame the photo, the picture for you, and zoom in and out. I've seen it in action, and it does work pretty well. But also, having software that follows you around is kind of creepy.
Is the pitch mostly like it's for video chats? Like,
yeah.
You put on your kitchen counter or something, you do video chats with grandma, or it's also like a smart speaker that you'd be able to turn it on and off your connected lights and that kind of thing too, right?
It's both. So it works with Alexa. So if you have stuff that works with Alexa, you can use it to control your lights.
Yeah. I would give them the benefit of the doubt here, though, where they are saying that all the data that's there, this is different from a Google Home or an Alexa-powered speaker, where all the data that's on there is encrypted locally on the device, in the same way that when you talk to Siri, all those like voice commands and stuff are also encrypted locally on your phone. Like, this doesn't go to any like Facebook servers or anything like that. So
it's not cloud-based,
yeah,
the same way.
So the only way that any of that data could be hacked is if somebody like physically went to your home and like took like the portal itself, which is pretty interesting considering that it's only been 10 days since Facebook announced that they had been breached with 50 million accounts affected. They were supposed to announce this around F8, like in May, or at least according to Bloomberg's reports, they were, but they had like basically backed off it because of the Cambridge Analytica scandal that happened around the same time. So it was, let's hold off on that. This time around, it was just, let's just go for it. It's been 10 days.
Well, they need to go for it, right? Yeah. Because they got to get this thing out before the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So either way, we have a minute left and two more stories, but let's try to do it anyway. Google is hosting a big product launch event tomorrow in Manhattan. Rich is going to be there. The event kicks off at 11 a.m. Eastern, and CNET's live show starts half an hour before then. So check it out. Rich, what do we expect from this event? What's like the big to do?
So the big thing is they're probably going to announce the Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL.
New smartphones,
yeah.
Are they going to get, like, do we know they're going to be like two cameras? We also confirmed, by the way, that these are going to be the first phones with Android Pie. So that's something, but what about some other devices that we might expect?
So some refreshes of their Google Home products. We can probably expect like a refresh of Chromecasts. This is kind of formulaic at this point. This is the third year that they're doing this.
Look, Rich, you're a Google expert. Why do they call it the Pixel XL and not the Megapixel?
Hilarious.
That's a good question.
Okay. So last, Bloomberg came out with a story last week claiming a massive hacking operation by the Chinese. Alfred, what happened over the weekend about this?
So on Saturday night, the Department of Homeland Security put out a statement basically backing up Apple and Amazon, who have both completely denied this story from Bloomberg. They've said they've, checked through all their system. They said they've never gotten any warnings from the government about this, which the Bloomberg story claims, to get rid of any devices that use Supermicro motherboards, which Bloomberg story and 17 sources who spoke with Bloomberg have said were victims of a supply chain attack from the Chinese factories that were putting a small chip in there that could basically monitor and send activity back that was being used by Apple and Amazon.
So a lot of denials all around about this. We're still waiting to find out what exactly is going on here. But either way, sorry, we're out of time. If you want to read more about these stories, check us out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
I'm Rich Nieva.
Thanks for listening.